Check, check, check.
Oh, here I am. Hi, everybody. Are you there? Is anybody there? Hello? All right, well, let's get set up anyway. All righty. Here I am. Kevin, you need to help me here. I can't do this one-handed, and I don't want to hit the volume control. Okay, pop it down. Okay, let's get a shot. Check out my new shirt this week. It is a tribute to my good friend, Roddy Piper. And it says, I'm all out of bubblegum. And for those of you who know the movie They Live, there is a famous scene where Roddy Piper comes into the room with all the lizards and he says, I'm here to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and I'm all out of bubblegum. And I am all out of bubblegum, so we're here to kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum, and I don't chew that shit anyway. I don't chew gum, so there you go. All I ever want to do is kick ass. All right, tribute to my good friend Roddy Piper. Check it out. They Live is the movie. It tells you the truth about everything, and we're going to talk today about guns.
Are we on the camera? Yeah, here we are. Good, good, good.
There we go. We're on both cameras. And for those watching on YouTube, coming at you in HD, finally.
Yeah, we're going to do both Periscope and a regular broadcast because the Periscope doesn't save always to my phone. And it's a pain in the ass to try and get off.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the Red Pill, everybody. You're tuned in with Joseph Peterson of TruthIsScary.com. I'm Kevin Sabo at Kev Rock Entertainment. And just real quick before we get to today's topic, was it cool when you met him, by the way?
Yes.
As part of the intro, he was cool?
Yes, I met him more than once, actually.
Oh, yeah?
The first time was just a quick meeting, you know, where I said hello. But the second time...
You got to hang?
No, actually, the first time was better than the second time. But yeah, the first time when I took the picture of me and him, I had the Obey t-shirt on, and I took a picture with Roddy Piper. He loved it. He freaking loved it. He wore the sunglasses and everything with me. And I posted it on Facebook. I had a long talk with him about Alex Jones, and he had done an interview with Alex Jones, and he said how Alex Jones was crazy, and he never expected him to ask some of the questions that he asked about. Like,
no shit.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, look at that. And that's just what we talked about last week.
He said, I didn't think he was going to go that crazy. He goes, he asked me some really crazy stuff.
Wow.
And he goes, I really wish I never did that interview. And we were just talking about They Live and the movie. And he said how much fun it was to do. You know, he said it was one of his favorite things he ever did. And it was good. I had a great talk with him. You could tell the wrestling has taken its toll, you know.
Yeah.
And the last time I met him was not even too long ago before he died. It was only a couple months before he died.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I was at a show, and I was talking to him backstage, and I gave him the card from the Institute of Cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to be, you know, it had to be only a few months ago, because I haven't been working there that long. And I gave him the card, and I said, here you go, Roddy. Here's a cool place you might want to go. And he goes, oh, man, too bad I just recently quit. And he goes, you know, they just made it legal in my state, Oregon. And he goes, yeah. I go, so why'd you quit? He goes, well, maybe I won't.
It's time to quit.
Yeah, right. And he goes, you know, so he was really cool about it. Yeah, but we just talked briefly that time about the weed school and weed and stuff like that. I didn't get into the They Live or any of that. But it was cool. It was just, it's cool. You know, that's one thing I did like about the wrestling business. I got to go hang out. Because those guys work indie shows, you know, and they come around this area, and I know people who run the indie shows, so I get to hang out backstage.
That's awesome.
It's fun. It was a lot of fun. And I do interviews with them with the TIS. A lot of, if you look at the TIS YouTube, a lot of them is with wrestlers.
Yeah.
Because I would go to these shows and just talk to them afterwards and stuff. It was fun. A lot of good times. I should start doing that. I wish, you know, that's one thing I regret, that I never did an interview with him. And he didn't want to do it. That's what he said. I didn't want to do it because of what he did with Alex Jones. I really don't want to talk about this.
But like with something that he said to you right there, though, isn't it cool sometimes to also get information that's off the record that he might not have said that if you had a camera in his face?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Great.
Atmore had a conversation, got to take a picture. I knew he loved the picture. I gave him a copy of it. You know, it was a picture of him and I had the
Obey. Yeah, I've seen it.
So he loved it. He loved it. It was great. So, no, that was good. But anyway, yeah.
On to today's topic.
On to today's topic. So last week we talked about the false prophets and fun stuff like that. And since that time, the next day, what happened? Speaking of false things.
Yep, another shooting.
Another shooting. Another mass
and
shooting.
Apparently there's been a few less severe ones since, but it just keeps coming up. And this happened the last few times there was a big massive shooting. There were several, I mean,
little ones.
Yeah, well, no shooting.
Three people, yeah. You know, not the, yeah, two, three, then the reporter, you know, they did the fake reporter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, they're really pushing right now. And you see right away, the first thing they go to is take away the guns.
Mm-hmm.
And you were mentioning to me the speech. Like, to me, the shooter and all that is inconsequential. Like, I don't even care the guy's name. One interesting fact that I did find out is that the sheriff of that area who has to deal with this in the town that it happened is a truther.
Oh, no shit.
And he had posted some videos questioning Sandy Hook.
Wow.
He's a truther. They targeted him purposely. Purposely targeted him. Guaranteed. It's like, screw you. You want to post this shit and you want to be disloyal?
Yeah, like personally.
Yeah, made sure it happened in his area.
Exactly, his jurisdiction.
Yeah, I just found that out, that he was a truther. You can look that up on the internet. It's a very interesting thing that the
Holy
sheriff.
Shit.
Yeah, and they've even mentioned that on mainstream.
No kidding.
Yeah. So they're doing a little dual thing here, you know what I mean?
Did you listen to Obama's speech entirely?
No, I don't want to listen to any of that. I listened to portions of it. Yeah. You know, I'm really mad, you know. Yeah, I listen to the bullshit, right? Yeah. The bullshit. Yeah,
everybody seems to be so impressed. It's on the radio. It's everywhere. I look at Obama was pissed. I mean, this is really becoming a serious issue. You could hear how passionate he was. I'm like, give me a fucking break. They're passionate because it's like they say. It's like now we're getting to a point where how many fucking times in the past few years has something like this happened? So now we're getting to a point where they've been unsuccessful in being able to fully take our guns. So now this is not passion of saying, oh, you know, this isn't
working.
He's
pissed off because he hasn't been able to get it done.
Not working. So right. Now they have to throw everything at us.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's going to, and it's just going to keep going on from here. This might be a point where we don't see another few months to a year before the next huge shooting happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be probably before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And got to throw it all at us right now.
Yeah, they are. They're throwing it all. I told you, this is what happens after September 28th, but a lot of it is a distraction.
Yeah.
Because look what's happening over there in Syria.
Yeah.
I mean, they're really, this is getting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Russia is showing some firepower
that
nobody thought they even had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are showing their strength, and they are showing the U.S. that they are not going to take any BS, and they are not going to let them knock Assad out of Syria.
Yeah.
They're shooting both ISIS and the rebels.
Yeah.
They're getting everybody.
Yeah.
And they don't care. And you know, sooner or later, they're bound to shoot an American thing, or, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah. And then that, there it is right there. That's going to be.
So the shooting in Oregon, I think it was Oregon, yeah. And again, like I said, the sheriff of that jurisdiction was a truther and had posted some stuff on Facebook and had come out, you know, basically come out speaking against some stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was targeted by this mass shooting. And of course, we see it fit the pattern. The guy's dead, right? White guy. And he wasn't even white. You know that? He was mixed.
Yeah.
And apparently CNN kind of bleached him out.
That's fucking crazy. White. But that also got right out there.
Like
a day after or hours later. I mean, honestly, that was right out there. It didn't take time. It wasn't like a couple weeks later. Because everything with like Sandy Hook to me was, it was like shocking at first. And then most of the people I knew that were truthers and everything, even us having the knowledge that we
took
had,
a while.
It took a little while for it to come out. And then you take a step back, look at it again. And then you started noticing some things you didn't notice. I mean, they're getting to a point where they're throwing everything at us. But we're also at a point right now where we kind of know all the tricks.
People expect it, and they're calling them out on it right away.
Yeah, so it's kind of a balance of, like, you have the bullshit that's weighing down people's mind, but then it almost seems like it almost equally you have then the truthers and everything, and the alternative media is firing back like a motherfucker right now because they know it's a crucial time right here.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know at what point they will be able to succeed with this or if they will be able to succeed with this, but they're trying like a motherfucker right now.
They really are trying to get the guns. You can obviously tell what this is all about because of the way the media is handling it.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, they have the minds of the sheep and the majority of the public.
Yeah.
And you and I can sit here, maybe we can talk to our friends and people that we associate with, and they can see beyond the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't associate maybe too much with the regular crowd.
Not me so much anymore, no.
No, no, me neither. I don't really, I see him in the, you know, when I'm getting donuts or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and when I talk to students, but even most of my students are more higher consciousness because they're weed students.
Yeah.
So they're, you know what I mean? They're all, you know, weed heads and stuff. Mm-hmm. And even the older ones are old hippies, you know. So I don't deal a lot with the general public other than sometimes people in my family.
Yeah.
And
that's hard enough.
And they follow what the media says, know, and the media's talking gun control and Obama's talking gun control.
Yeah.
And, you know, what does that mean? What does gun control mean? You know, is it, you know, is there really even a problem, or these are created problems by them to achieve a means?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a mental issue problem in this country? Probably.
Yeah.
There is a mental illness issue, I believe.
Yeah, it makes no common sense.
But I mean, I think the mental illness is contained in most of the masses.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. I think the masses are mentally ill.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, we live in a sick world.
Being in the Matrix is a mental illness. Well, all right.
No shit. We live in a sick world, and I hate to always bring these quotes in here and seem like fanboyish and everything. But one thing David Icke said I really love is he said, if you have one individual who appears to be sick with their mental illness, lock them up. But when the masses are sick, we call that normal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And right. Exactly, as far as I'm concerned, the masses are sick.
Mm-hmm.
And the sickest ones are getting the attention.
Yeah.
But they're still all sick on some level of it or another.
Yeah, I really don't appreciate the way they're making people out to... The people that have common sense about this issue, they're making them out to be greatly not sympathetic. You know what I mean? These people have no empathy. They have no sympathy, you know, for the people that were lost in these gunfires.
Do you notice the little tactical change they're trying to take? They're focusing on the victims and not the shooter.
Yeah, it's not so much the shooter anymore. I haven't heard about this shooter like we heard about Adam Lanza and everything.
Just that he had 14 guns.
Yeah.
You know, they make sure you know that, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the point is, okay, I'm not going to disagree with them the fact that the gun issue is out of control. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with it. I don't think you should take everyone's guns away. But I also think it's the same case of trying to, you know, it's an old saying, but letting the cow back in after you've left the barn, trying to get the cow back in after you left the barn door open.
Yeah.
You let it out already. I mean, you've already opened up the floodgates for this many years ago. I think it was back in the 90s. I mean, the government created this problem in the first place.
Right.
There wasn't that bad of a gun control problem in the 70s, 80s, 60s, was there?
No.
No, okay, because there was an assault weapons ban.
Yeah.
The only people who could have those kind of guns, multiple shot, you know, guns, was the military.
Yeah.
And if you got your hands on one, you stole it from the military.
Right.
And criminals could get their hands on guns. You know, you always see the criminals with the machine guns and the Tommy guns, even way back from the 30s. So it was the cops, the military, and the criminal were the people who had guns.
Yeah.
Now, the average citizen was allowed to have guns, but most of them didn't do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or they had a rifle and a pistol. Do you know what I mean? Back in the day, the way I was raised, okay, was you had a rifle and a pistol. A rifle to protect yourself, a rifle for hunting, and a pistol to protect yourself. And that was it.
Yeah.
That was mostly what people, if they had guns, had. Really, it was pretty simple. We didn't live in a fear. No, not everyone was afraid of each other unless you lived in certain areas.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. There are certain areas maybe you need a gun for protection where you live.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying there should be a blanket law for everybody. Maybe, you know, some areas you might need a gun for protection. I don't feel I need a gun for protection here where I live or even in the places I go, so I don't carry one.
Right.
But that's my personal thing. Other people feel like they need a gun. So I believe that's their personal right to have one. I mean, that's where I stand on this gun control issue. I believe that they have already opened the... It's like abortion.
Yeah.
You can't take abortion rights away from women once you've given it to them.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a time when women couldn't vote, right?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Take away their voting rights now that you gave it to them? There was a time when women couldn't smoke cigarettes. You know what I mean? Once you've given somebody a right like that, okay, the right to carry as many guns as they want, they've given this right to people, mm-hmm. okay, in the 90s, or whenever this assault weapons ban expired.
Yeah.
See, there was a control gap in there where the assault weapons ban was in place, and you couldn't get assault weapons like that in this country.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard. And like I said, only the criminals, the average person didn't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the criminals had, and even back in the 80s when the Coke Wars and all that, the criminals had those Uzis. And it was the same thing. The military, the criminals, and the police had the guns. The public was starting to get them. Then they lifted this assault weapons ban and opened the floodgates. And that was the NRA lobbying, the Congress, and all that. So they let it expire, and that opened the floodgates for anybody to have as many weapons. You know, it just, boom, the market was flooded. You know who benefited from it all? The rifle industry.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was the NRA who pushed this through, made the Congress kind of look the other way and not renew the assault weapons ban. So then all of a sudden, the market got flooded. And people were they were very lax about permits. This was like the 80s and 90s when it was just wide open. I mean, it was a lot different politics back then, the way people's mindset was.
Oh, yeah.
And so they let people have guns.
Yeah.
And that was it. And they made the rules pretty lax. Almost anybody could get a permit and get a gun. And they didn't have limits on how many you could buy. And let's face it, there are some people in some places of the country who have a mentality of war still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they hoard guns. I mean, one thing they were pointing out about this shooter was that he had 14 guns. Okay, of various different types. Okay. Now, to me, that's a lot. Why the hell would I ever need 14 guns, right?
Yeah.
But there's a gun enthusiasts, you know, whatever, that's what they call them, gun enthusiasts. But then they had an interview on with a sheriff right afterward, and he said, that's nothing. I've uncovered caches of 100 guns in citizens' houses, regular citizens, 50, 100, yeah. 30 guns. He said 14 guns is nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
There are people that like to collect guns, like the collecting DVDs, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I know people like that.
I don't get
never
it.
Never killed anybody.
Right. I don't get it. Why do you need that many? Whatever. Yeah. But it's the government's fault for letting it happen. And now they're trying to, because of their new agenda, obviously, where they want a disarmed public, they're trying to take it back. And it's very difficult because now the people who they let have the guns have guns.
Yeah. There it is right there. The fuck?
So if they have guns, what are they going to do? They're going to fight back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they have enough guns to arm their family. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they don't know how to take away these people's guns now that they've given it to them.
No.
They have no clue how to do it. No clue. I don't, you know, okay, I agree with the fact that people don't need that many guns.
Yeah.
Okay. I think if they had stayed with the assault weapons ban back then and renewed it and kept that, it would have been fine.
Right.
People still could have had rifles, you know, and nice pistols, 9mm, whatever. There's some good pistols out there that you could still buy that are good for protection.
Yeah.
My thing has always been, why the hell do you need a military assault rifle? What in a civilian world do you, unless, of course, there are certain areas where you might need one, but would you need a military assault rifle? In what case? I just can't think of one case in my life.
No, I can't think of either. Don't say hunting, because then it's not even a fucking spray. You're trying to go through the woods like a fucking Terminator? I mean,
right, and kill. What are you going to do? Cut the deer in half?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so that's what I don't get. But again, I don't know the solution.
No.
I don't think there is. I don't think you can take away people's guns. I don't think at this time, once you, all the people who have them, how are you going to take them away?
This is going to be tough for them, at least in the way that they're trying to go about it right now. And then honestly, the issue I have is that I just have to have logic, and this doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
It seems very strange because a couple of points come to mind. Number one being, whether you have 14 guns or one gun, you can still kill somebody. Whether you have a Terminator-style machine gun or you have a handgun, you could still kill somebody. If I beat somebody to death with a bat, would they make them use wiffle ball bats in the MLB? You know what I mean?
Stab somebody with a knife.
Are you going to ban knives? You're going to ban everything? You could stab somebody in the fucking throat, in the eye, with a toothpick, for Christ's sake.
Right.
People can't pick food out of their teeth anymore. And then the other thing is to me, when it comes down to this entire gun issue that they're having, is they're trying to honestly say that if you outlaw guns, you know, whether it be all guns or certain guns or whatever, if you outlaw guns, you make different laws about it, you think people can't still get them on the street. Like, people still don't do things that are illegal. I mean, pot's illegal. You smoke any pot lately?
Yeah, right before I got here.
Exactly. Me too. So, I mean, what the fuck? You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, shit, well, I was going to roll this joint, but it's illegal. I mean, you know, it's like there are criminals everywhere, and they do not
operate. We commit crime right every day.
You know, so that's, I just don't understand how that doesn't come to people's minds, that when they think of, just think of crime. It's a crime because it's fucking illegal, but people do it.
Yes.
But you know what? And I think you've noticed this, and everybody's noticed this. The great thing seems to be about this, whether it's people that are awake or in the alternative media or are truthers. One great set of people, group of people that we have on our side is the hunters, is the gun enthusiasts, the Southern folks that are very traditional and everything. It's just people that, you know, they I know people that genuinely love guns. I have cousins that shoot it at ranges and things like that.
Right.
People who really have a hobby with this, you know. Yeah. People who have never committed a crime, never done anything illegal.
Never would.
But this is their thing. This is that they love. And these people, whether they're really like awake or not, or they'll speak of it in the terms that we are in regards to conspiracy, they are the folks that are coming out and are making a lot of fucking trouble for these
fighting
people.
For their rights.
Yeah, exactly.
Fighting for the right that was given to them that mm-hmm. they're now trying to take away.
Yeah.
Now
it works in our favor greatly.
It does. Now let them change the laws, okay? They probably will change the laws. And you know what? They need to change the laws for mental health. I think you need to go through a little mental test to get a freaking gun.
Yeah.
I don't have any issue with that. Personally, I don't care. I would pass it. I'm sure you would pass it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much
but
you
I
know
mean,
about...
But I mean, these fuckers...
I don't know if you could get through it without... Like, I don't know what you have to go through to get a gun. I don't know how...
I don't even know either. No, I don't know what kind of mental check they do on you. You know, I know they do a background check. Big deal. So if you haven't committed a crime, you could still be... you could still have mental illness.
Yeah.
Just because you haven't committed a crime.
What if you never committed a crime and you're getting ready to do it? You just want to get the legal gun first.
Right.
Who the fuck knows?
Right. I mean, mental illness doesn't mean you're not smart. You know what I mean? These people are smart enough to plan these crimes. You know, they just have a chemical imbalance or whatever that's caused by probably the drugs they're put on and the mind control that their psychiatrist has been paid to do by the CIA.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they get them. I hate to tell you, it's through the psychiatrist. All these kids who are under psychiatric care and under the psychiatrist is the one who's doing the brainwashing for mm-hmm. for the CIA. That's how they do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what it is, but I do believe, I like, you know, what Donald Trump has to say, stop focusing on the guns and focus on the mental health. If you're going to change any laws, change the restrictions and change the policies as far as who can get a gun. And also, I think limit the amount of guns people can have. I don't see an issue with that.
Yeah.
Problem is, what do you do with the people who already have them?
Exactly.
You know, you're just starting fresh. Oh, here's the new laws. So now people who don't have guns have to go through all this rigmarole to get them. That's fine. But what about the people who already have them? Are you going to go to their, literally go to their houses and take them?
Yeah, is that how this is going to be go down?
This is where the problem is. They could change all the laws they want, which is fine. That'll fix the problem from here going forward, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do they do about all the people who already have them? That's where their issue is. Yeah. Connecticut changed their gun laws. A lot of states have changed their gun laws. You know what I mean? But the people who still had them still have them.
Yeah. I just don't get why nobody can fathom in their mind a scenario where somebody might go into a school and shoot up a bunch of people with a gun that he bought off the street. Like, that can't happen.
Right.
You know, like, people can't be killed with illegal weapons that they got and they don't have a permit for or whatever. I mean, it's always somebody who got the guns legally. I mean, Adam Lanza stole them from his mother, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the case? So
yeah.
You can't take that up as a case of somebody who bought guns legally and then went off, you know, he jacked them from his mother.
If he did it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. Sorry, folks, with the official story, of course.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Right. But going along with the official story.
Story,
you know,
he jacked him from his mother.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know? I know. It's just crazy. And, you know, it's one of those things that they really are going to have a problem with. And this is what they don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I could see that, if anything, where they actually try and do a gun grab. You know, they always talk about other countries and how they don't let their sit, but they didn't have it from the start.
Exactly.
Those laws have been in place for a long. I don't know of any countries that have tried to do a gun grab.
Yeah, after
I heard Australia
them.
Did a buyback type of deal where they're paying people for the guns, and that kind of worked
decently.
Yeah, okay. yeah, but. I don't know of any country that had really loose gun laws and then tried to tighten them up by literally taking the guns, other than Nazi Germany and stuff. I mean, that was Hitler's first move.
Yeah, and nobody ever references that when it comes to this type of shit, except the alternative media.
Yeah, right, and who they're trying to make, you know.
It's a very simple comparison. It's very blatantly obvious.
Right, right, right. So, you know, I believe the mental health thing should be addressed. I mean, that's the huge thing, is the drugs that they're giving these people.
Yeah.
You know, they never mention all the psychiatric drugs they're on. They don't want Big Pharma to look bad. They don't want the psychiatric industry to look bad. They don't want the medical industry to look bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They want the gun people to look bad. They want the gun industry to look bad. And that's what they're always focusing on.
Yeah.
You know, so if it is a case of every single time it's one of these loose cannon mental, you know, who's on psychiatric drugs or under psychiatric care, if all that's all they're setting up as these shooters, then the real issue is mental health.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not the guns. So they really should address that issue. I tend to agree with Donald Trump. Stop focusing on the guns.
Yeah.
It's going to be real tough to get them.
I just don't understand. Like I said, I just can't get the, I don't understand the illogic in this, in the way that, you know, if somebody were to kill one of my family members, I can never see myself being like, fuck, we got to do something about guns, or we have to do something about the weapon of choice he used. My mind would be strictly focused on whoever did it. I'd probably be thinking to myself, I'm going to fucking kill this motherfucker. Whoever did this, like, who is this dude? Where is he? I, the last thing I would be thinking about is the weapon of choice.
Right.
I just know somebody's dead and the dude did it. You know, think about the person and the actions themselves. I would think that would be a natural thing to think about.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. This is something. What is the difference between a mass shooting and a suicide bomber?
Not much.
Not much, right? No.
Mm-mm.
So they're always saying, oh, the U.S. has the most mass shootings, right? They're always using that status now. Why does the U.S. have more mass shootings than any other country? Blah, blah, blah. Why don't we compare those to how about all the suicide bombers in all the other countries?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Are they set up by their governments? Probably. Are those all set ups? Probably. Yeah.
And people are still dying.
Yeah. I don't see a difference between a suicide bombing and a mass shooting.
Yeah.
They're both similar. They're like terrorist attacks to me.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, a mass shooting is a terrorist attack.
It is.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a terrorist attack. That guy's a terrorist.
Yeah.
He terrorized people. They never compare those, though, do they? Because it's the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
It's all terrorism. They're terrorizing people.
Yeah, and we go after terrorists, but in this case, we go after the weapons of choice by the terrorists.
Right. Not the terrorists themselves, which are mental. You know what I mean? These lone gun shooter, whatever. So it's the case of the U.S. media, you know, and their selective reporting and the way they spin things. But there is no difference.
Yeah.
There really is no difference between a suicide bomber and a mass shooter. You know, and they love to use these stats. Oh, there are all these. There's been mass shootings over in Germany. What about Charlie Hebdo, right? The shooting over there, right?
Yeah.
And then the big one in Norway, right? The whole guy who shot up an island of kids, right?
Yeah, it depends on where your point of attention is, what you focus on. Yeah, I mean, there's mass shootings in Europe. You want to put all the focus on America? Put all the fucking focus on America. But like, these things don't happen anywhere else. Like, it's fucking impossible.
Right. And there's strict gun control in those places.
Yes.
Yes. So you tell me. I mean, it's just they want a disarmed public.
Yeah.
Because they need to put in some kind of control, martial law, new world order. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people don't see that as a big picture, but you look at that bitch Hillary Clinton, the first thing she comes out with, right? She's even trying to trump Obama, right? I'll do an executive order if it has to happen.
Oh, God.
Right. So, you know, and all these other political idiots are weighing in on this subject. Meanwhile, Syria, boom. World War III is about to happen.
Yeah.
They're trying to take the focus away from that. Putin is kicking our asses.
No shit. He's showing who's boss.
He's showing who's fucking boss. And they're not reporting as heavily on that, are they? It's about mass shootings and all this other bullshit that's going on, you know. So it's just another distraction.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all part of the big picture, the big plan, and those who know the big plan know why they're doing it. Now, my personal, and I'd like to ask you this, just so people know, my personal beliefs on guns are this. I don't personally carry a gun, and I won't. I have in the past. I've owned 3 different guns in my life, all pistols. Never had an assault weapon, you know, but all different pistols. I got rid of them all for various reasons, but the last one I got rid of was basically because I was afraid I was going to shoot myself.
Yeah.
I was in a depressive state, you know what I mean? Or I was afraid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I sold it. I didn't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you an interesting story about that gun. Now, I purchased that gun under the table.
Okay.
Right after the LA riots, because I lived in Hollywood and I saw what happened. So I felt that I needed some protection. I hadn't had a gun in years. I hadn't possessed a gun. Because the first time I possessed a gun, I got rid of it because I found that it gave me a sense of invincibility.
Yeah,
I was much younger back then, and the guns gave me a sense of invincibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing illegal activities, so it was all, you know, there were always chances you could use it.
Yeah.
So I got rid of them. The last gun I had, the guy who sold it to me ended up blowing his fucking brains out.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was a gun enthusiast. Shit. So he sold me this pistol. I asked him, it was a 38 special, after the riot, sold me the pistol. And probably 6 months later, he shot himself in the head.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, that was, you know what I mean? Shortly thereafter, I got rid of the gun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. So, you know, and then I don't personally want to carry a gun. I just don't want to have that responsibility.
I don't either.
I really don't. So that's just but I believe in people's rights to do it.
Yeah.
But with the caveat, I do believe there needs to be limits.
Okay.
I don't see a need for assault weapons.
No, I don't either.
In the public's hands. But I believe a person, if they want to have one or two pistols, I mean, they can limit the amount, if four guns, two of each, whatever, like it used to be. I think they should try and get the laws back to the way they were. They seemed to work before the assault weapons ban.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody has the right to bear arms and carry arms if they so choose. There needs to be moderation and there needs to be limits, just like everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But the government should never try to take back a right that they've already given people.
Oh, no, of course not. There's no way people are going to comply with it. Like, just to give another brief example, you know, like I'm finding it to be a very typical thing for, you know, parents that are alcoholics to complain about kids that smoke pot because alcohol is legal and pot is not. Whether it's good for you or bad for you, or what is good or the roles are reversed and what is bad, it doesn't matter. Alcohol is legal. If you were then to go to alcoholics and say, well, alcohol has been legal for so long, but we're going to go back to like prohibition, we're taking your alcohol, I bet you every responsible, good working class citizen who likes to have a few drinks when they get home would be like, fuck this. And they would still find a way to get it, and they would be now partaking in illegal activity.
Yes.
You know, they'd be like, fuck this. This is just, it's weird what hits a point for certain people. And there, that's why I give a sort of bizarre example. But if there was something that they hit a certain point to say, you know what, even though it's illegal, this is where I will not abide by the law. I feel like everybody has that certain law that would push them.
And the gun enthusiasts too.
Yeah. No, for them, that's exactly what it is. It's like, now this is where you're going too fucking far.
Right.
And it's many people who won't pay attention to every law that's in effect that takes away our rights. But once you hit something that reaches, it hits a chord with them, that's where it's like, fuck this. This is what it is to me. Yeah. And it means something to me.
Right.
And I'm not fucking taking it.
Right. Like these guys with the guns could be totally against weed.
Yeah.
Totally for marijuana prohibition or whatever. But you fuck with their guns, hey, well then, nah, I'm going to make a fight. But they'll never fight for legal weed.
Yeah.
Just like I'm not going to fight for gun control.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't care. I mean, like I said, it's not my issue.
Right.
I believe in their right to do it, and I believe in their right to fight for it. I totally do. But I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon. I will express my opinion of the government and what they're doing, and I believe it's wrong. Okay? But let the gun control enthusiasts go take care of that. Well, let me fight the legal weed battle. Do you know what I mean? In the alternative, let me tell the people about it. But I'm going to fight my personal battle is the legal weed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and that's what I support.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, just out of curiosity of what you'd think of this. I noticed within the discussion, I pay attention to the discussion every time there's an issue like this with the gun control and everything and them trying to take our guns. There are a lot of folks, and it is a lot of these Southern folks that own guns and the type of people we're talking about, that have made a point that if more people could be armed with you know, simple weapons, you know,
reasonable,
like a regular handgun. He said, you know, if more people were armed, we wouldn't have this issue and we would have less fear, because if you got a guy that walks into a school with a gun and every teacher at least had a pistol, you know, do you think that sets you, it sets it a little more even to where, like, you have a guy that's walking into a school and he's got a weapon and nobody else does. Run, scream, whatever, people are going to get shot. Anytime you have somebody that goes outside the law and gets a gun, or even if they do it within the law, whatever, you go into a situation where nobody is armed, nobody has any means to defend themselves, and you know damn well people don't have a choice but to run and scream, and then, you know, whoever gets shot, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, no, they're sitting ducks without it. So, yeah. I mean, that's a catch-22 type of deal, because if everybody has a gun, you never know which one's going to snap.
Yeah.
You're counting on the mental health of, you know what I mean, a bunch of... And you can't these days. Unfortunately, things are unstable.
Yeah.
the mental health of a lot of people is unstable. People are on the edge. You know, there's a lot of shit going on in the world that they're all scared of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Plug enough fear into people and they're going to be afraid, and they are right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I just still can't help but bring up the point that anybody who says to themselves, I want to kill somebody, can go out, get a gun, and do it. What's stopping them?
Yeah, nothing.
You know?
Nothing. Nothing stops. If you really want it, I don't own a gun, and I can't own a gun. I don't want to go through all the, but if I wanted one, I could go find one.
Anybody could.
Easily. You go down the streets, and you know what I mean? The first gun I ever bought, I bought in the bathroom at a freaking pool hall.
Mix in with the wrong people, you know, whatever. Go to the shady side of town, typical shit, whatever.
Yeah, you know? Can get a gun if you need it. And if you really want to kill somebody, you'll stab them. You'll do something.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, bomb. A suicide bombing, right? I mean, this, you know, if they, you know, you're going to take away people's bombs.
Yeah.
You're going to take away all the materials that you could make gunpowder with, you know, salt.
It's ridiculous.
Salt's one of the things you use for gunpowder. Sulfur, you know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not something that I'm lacking sympathy or empathy or anything like that. I'm just really surprised that when people present this as a very one-sided ordeal, we have an issue, here's how we fix it, get rid of everybody's guns. I'm just, like we're talking about this whole ordeal, there does seem to be a lot more resistance on this than many other issues that are equally as important.
Right.
But this is that one thing where they may succeed in other areas very simply over the next couple months to a year to a couple years. Laws that are also going to help
like
push
vaccines.
The agenda.
They'll do GMOs. They'll do other laws, chemtrailing.
Yeah, right. But I think this will continue to be a struggle. You know,
I do, because you're dealing with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. This is going to be their big one.
Mm-hmm.
Look, they're going to get away with chemtrailing. They just passed the TPP.
Yeah.
So now they're getting, you know what I mean? They're getting away with most of the shit they want to do, but this is a big one.
Yeah.
This is the one that they really are having a hard time. And good. Good. Let them have a fucking hard time.
Something's got to fucking give. We can't just hand them everything.
Yeah, it's the same as to me as abortion. You've given these people the right to have these guns. Good luck trying to take it away from them.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, you know, and it's their own problem. They created it. So, yeah, I'm not jumping on either bandwagon, but good luck, government.
Exactly.
Good luck.
The situation is what it is, regardless of what
And it's
think.
A shame that people's lives have to be lost in this, you know, and they have to keep doing these false flag shootings, you know, whatever. It's a shame that people have to die as sacrifices, really what they are, sacrifices, human blood sacrifices for their fucking agenda. Mm-hmm. That's the real tragedy. That people really are dying, whether they're using crisis actors or whether they're having 2-3 shooters or whether, you know, whatever. People die.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks, that they have to actually take away people's lives, just like they did with 9/11, to get their shit done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've always done it that way. It's always human life that they sacrifice, blood sacrifices, in order to get their agenda across.
Gotta
no matter
make a
what.
Statement.
Yeah. And it's a sad, that's the fucking tragedy of it all. That really is. That they have so little regard for human life that they can set up a shooting or set up a fucking bombing or set up any of these things where many people, and they call it collateral damage. Oh, well, you know, these people died. This one lost his leg. This one lost his eye. You know, whatever the fuck. Oh, well. Too fucking bad.
Yeah,
you know?
We'll get
the guns, though. We'll get them damn guns.
Oh, yeah, and I got to hear about lacking fucking empathy and sympathy. These people that run this fucking
They're
world
psychopaths.
No empathy, no sympathy. It doesn't fucking exist.
I have a lot of empathy and a lot of sympathy
yeah.
for the human race and what we're going through.
Yeah, to them, it's like, to them, it's like, how many people we got to kill? Oh, fuck it. That'll work in our benefit. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Snap of the fingers.
Human life means nothing to them. At least it means something to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's bullshit. We have plenty of empathy. They're the ones without the empathy. Anyway, any last words?
No, I think we're good. I've enjoyed
this. I think we're good. Yeah, look, don't let anyone take away your guns, but don't go shoot anyone either.
No.
This is The Red Pill, truthisscary.com. Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter.
Periscope,
and on YouTube, Truth is Scary TV. We got Kev Rock Entertainment.
Oh, thank you.
One of these days, Kevin's going to bring in one of his tracks and we'll play it.
Oh, absolutely. I was working on something today.
We're going to do a music show one of these days with Kevin and his crew. We'll get some music out of him so you guys can hear what he's up to.
I appreciate
support him. But we thank you for your support,
yes.
And we will see you next week. Hopefully the video will work this time.
Absolutely. And folks, hit us up in the comments and give us your thoughts as well.
Thanks. Peace.
Bye.